Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Wednesday to you. You know what that means. It's church tonight and our last midweek service of 2023. My, we've had a delightful, delightful year at Bible Baptist Church. And we look back on the blessings of God, and we'll do more of that Sunday evening at our New Year's Eve get-together. We'll have our regular service Sunday night at 5:30, and then following that service, we have our New Year's Eve get together, and that's just a fun time. It's not a service all night. We have skits and games and refreshments, and usually then we get to the last hour or so of midnight. We do show some slides of some pictures of the previous year and the highlights of what God's blessings have been, and then we take time for testimonies and sing a song together, and then at midnight we gather together and pray. We do give out our 2024 calendars. We reveal our theme for 2024. A lot of good things coming up on Sunday evening, the 31st, for New Year's Eve, and I hope you can come out and join us and be part of the service and the New Year's Eve get-together. But tonight will be the midweek service. That's at 6:30 tonight, and we hope you can come out and join us. We'll have a wonderful service together, and it'll be a great way to end up our midweek services for 2023. Hard to believe the year is gone, and we're ready to look at a brand new year if the Lord tarries, and we trust that He'll give us the grace and the wisdom we need to navigate through these days. Well, if your Bible's nearby, Matthew 21. If you turn there, please, if you can. If not, just listen carefully while I read a few verses for you. Verse number 14 says, "And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. And he said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have ye never read? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise." The wonderful things that he did. They had to, even the scribes and the chief priests had to admit he's done some wonderful things. Why? They saw the blind who could see. They saw the lame who could walk. We sing a little chorus sometimes, "Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, it's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?" And he is. Everything he does is wonderful. In the Old Testament, they said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful, Wonderful. Every lily of the field that he has clothed says he's wonderful. Every raven that he has fed said he is wonderful. Every star that twinkles in the heavens says he is wonderful. Every lame person has been made to walk says he is wonderful. Every blind person has been made to see says he is wonderful. Every deaf person whose ears have been opened says he is wonderful. The disciples say he is wonderful. The lad who had 5 loaves and 2 fishes would say he is wonderful. Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead, would say he is wonderful. Mary and Martha, whose brother Lazarus was raised from the dead, would say he is wonderful. The 10 lepers who were healed of leprosy would say he is wonderful. Oh, the woman at the well would say he is wonderful. Nicodemus would say he is wonderful. Zacchaeus would say he is wonderful. All the people of God down through the ages. And I would be part of that group, and I would testify with them that I found Jesus Christ to be wonderful and to do wonderful things. Oh, the circumstances may not be great, but he's still wonderful. The troubles may be difficult, but he's still wonderful. The burdens may be heavy, but he is still wonderful. The friends may fail me, but he is still wonderful. He was wonderful in his birth. He was wonderful in his early life. He was wonderful in his sinless life. He was wonderful in his ministry on earth. He was wonderful in his death on the cross for our sin. He was wonderful as he was raised from the dead 3 days later. He was wonderful as he ascended back to heaven, where he's now at the right hand of God to intercede for us. And he's wonderful in his promise that he's coming again for you and for me. He is wonderful. He is wonderful, and he has done wonderful things. Can I tell you today, his love is wonderful? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Others' love is imperfect, but his love is wonderful. Others' love is limited, but his love is wonderful. Others' love is lacking, but his love is wonderful. Others' love may be conditional, but his love is wonderful. The Bible reminds us we're not to love in tongue only, but in word and in deed. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves you and me. My friend, you may go, if you don't accept Christ, you'll die and go to hell unsaved. But you'll not die and go to hell unloved. God loves you, my friend. I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see, but this is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. His love is wonderful. His word is wonderful. Psalm 119, verse 29, thy testimonies are wonderful. You know, the Bible's a wonderful book. 66 books written by 40 different authors with no contradictions and no mistakes. Over the period of nearly 1,500 years, my friend, that could not happen if it weren't for God. This book is not man's book, it's God's book. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Wonderful. Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Wonderful words, beautiful words, wonderful words of life. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to read, let not your heart be troubled? You believe in God, believe also in me. Isn't it wonderful to read, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus? Isn't it wonderful to read, as thy days, so shall thy strength be? Isn't it wonderful to read, call unto me, and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not? Isn't it wonderful to read, you must be born again? Isn't it wonderful to read that my grace is sufficient for thee? Isn't it wonderful to read, his mercy endureth forever? Isn't it wonderful to read that with God nothing shall be impossible? Isn't it wonderful to read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want? Isn't it wonderful to read that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved? Isn't it wonderful to read that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness? Isn't it wonderful to read that I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me? I'm telling you, his word is wonderful. His love is wonderful. His works are wonderful. Even his enemies, the chief priests, the Pharisees, they had to admit the wonderful things that he did. Wonderful to me. God's been wonderful to me. His works to me have been wonderful. Wonderful to pastor this church. It's wonderful to have 3 children and now 6 grandchildren, all of them serving God, now all of them saved and wanting to live for the Lord, a home to live in, a beautiful wife, a faithful wife who loves me and cares for me, clothes to wear, food to eat, people who love me, answers to prayer, a building to live in, parents who knew the Lord are now in heaven. I have the Word of God. I'm indwelt by the Spirit of God. Oh, my friend, wonderful. His works are wonderful. I'll testify to you, his works are wonderful. And then let me say, his salvation is wonderful. His salvation is wonderful. He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Oh, you see, I was lost. I was lost in sin and on my way to hell. But I heard that Jesus lived a perfect sinless life and then took my sins upon himself and died on a cross in my place. I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Oh, my friend, he took your place as well. When I trusted Christ my Savior, I mean the load was lifted. I mean, I felt light as a feather. I just felt happy and free. The grass was greener. The sun was brighter. The birds were singing. Oh, my, it was wonderful. Wonderful to walk out of church that evening. And listen, I was eager to read the Bible. I was eager to be baptized. I was eager to win my neighbors to Christ, Bob and Dave and Gary Spicer. Saved, and they were saved, and some of them got baptized. It was wonderful. Wonderful. I think once Nicodemus was born again, he said, boy, is this wonderful. Once Zacchaeus received Jesus joyfully, I'm sure he thought, this is wonderful. Once the woman at the well left her water pot and went back to the city, I'm sure she said, this is wonderful. Oh, the maniac of Gadara, when he's sitting and clothed in his right mind and he wants to go with Jesus, says, oh, this is wonderful. Oh, it is wonderful to be a Christian. It is wonderful to be God's child. It is wonderful to have your sins forgiven. It is wonderful to be redeemed, justified, forever reconciled. Oh, it's wonderful. My friend, salvation is a gift from God. That's why it's so wonderful. It is eternal life forever with God. That's it's wonderful. If your salvation isn't wonderful, then get Bible salvation, will you? For it is wonderful. Oh, they were right. They were right. He hath done wonderful things. Everything about him is wonderful. That's why his name will be called Wonderful. I'll testify to you on this Wednesday, the last Wednesday of 2023. He is wonderful. His birth is wonderful. His sinless life is wonderful. His forgiveness is wonderful. His teachings are wonderful. His death is wonderful. His resurrection was wonderful. His ascension is wonderful. His intercession is wonderful. And his return will be wonderful. Oh, he's wonderful in his love. He's wonderful in his word. He's wonderful in his works. He's wonderful in his salvation. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, it's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Yes, he is. You'll find no fault in him. It's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. Well, thanks for listening to Words to Encourage today. Look forward to seeing some of you in the church service tonight. We look forward to our time together in the midweek service. And Lord willing, I want to talk to you the last couple days of this week, Thursday and Friday. Years ago, I heard Dr. Adrian Rogers say every Christian ought to have three homes. And I want to talk to you about those three homes tomorrow and probably on Friday. Probably take 2 days to fit all that in and share some of those thoughts that I have and that thoughts that Dr. Adrian Rogers had. I think he's heard on this station as well. And one of my favorite preachers who's in heaven now with the Lord. But I hope you'll come and be in the broadcast tomorrow and Friday and tune in for that. And again, thanks for praying. And for some of you who give to support Words to Encourage Radio, if we can be a blessing to you at all, if we can pray with you about anything, please let us know. Bob will give you some information here at the close of the broadcast. All right. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny sky.